الله الله
إيدر
القابض الباسط الخافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير الحكيم.
You're listening to Eidars.com.
الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا صدق الله العظيم سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي دروش پڑھ respected brothers respected elders mothers and sisters listening at home in the last session of Dars-e Hadith we covered the difference of opinion between Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala an and Amir al-Mu'minin Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala an Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala an was an appointed governor of Syria and Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala an an elected Khalifa of the Muslimin from amongst the Khulafa'i Rashideen. Just to recap, Hazrat Umme Habiba radiyallahu ta'ala anha, the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she was actually the sister of Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala. And Hazrat Amir Muawiyah and Hazrat Umme Habiba both are the children of Hazrat Abu Sufyan, who later on had embraced Islam. And so Hazrat Amir Muawiyah is the brother-in-law of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and a man who was closely related also to Hazrat Uthman bin Affan radiyallahu ta'ala an. Umme Habiba radiyallahu ta'ala anha, the wife of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she asked the family of Hazrat Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala an for the qamis of Hazrat Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala an in which he became shaheed. So that kurta, the qamis which was stained with the blood of Hazrat Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala an, was given to Umme Habiba, and also some strands of beard hair which were plucked out by the rebels, that was given to Hazrat Umme Habiba, and in one narration also the cut off fingers of Hazrat Naila radiyallahu ta'ala anha, who was the wife of Hazrat Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala an. Now she was from the tribe of Banu Kalb, and this tribe Banu Kalb is a tribe that comes from Sham, Syria. So she already had links with the people of Syria. And so a lot of people obviously found this to be a very difficult situation for the rebels just to enter Medina Munawwara and Aliyazu Billah to murder the son-in-law of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala an. So she invited Hazrat Nu'man ibn Bashir and said to him, I want you to go to my brother. Now Hazrat Amir Muawiyah was never in the picture. He was never in the picture. And the reason for that was Hazrat Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala an had sent him a message and had told him that you with the Muslim army must remain in Syria and you take care of the military expeditions around the Islamic Khilafat and look after the borders. So Hazrat Amir Muawiyah was silent. Now when this Nu'man ibn Bashir came to Syria with first-hand information of everything that had happened, how Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala an became shaheed, how the rebels entered Madinatul Munawwara, what was the attitude of Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala an and the companions that were there, and the aftermath, the rebels that are still settled in Madinatul Munawwara. So all that was explained to a congregation in the Jamia Masjid of Dimashq. Have brothers been to the Jamia Masjid of Dimashq? No. MashaAllah. In the hadith, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that when Isa alayhi salatu wa salam will come, he will descend from the heavens, and the first sight of Isa alayhi salam will be towards the white minaret of the main masjid in Syria, in Dimashq, in Sham. And a lot of the scholars have mentioned that this is the Jamia Umawi Mosque. The Jamia Umawi Mosque. And even today, you can clearly see the white minaret. Alhamdulillah, we've had the pleasure to visit this masjid, a very beautiful masjid. And not very far is also the Qabr of Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala an, with some of his family members. So if you go to Syria, it's a very historical place, mashallah. Many of the companions are buried there, including the famous Sahabi Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala an. So you have the Khalid bin Walid, Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala an. And the coming of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will be in that zone of Sham, so possibly in the Jamia Masjid in Dimashq. And so Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an said to the congregation that I want you to listen to Nu'man ibn Bashir. And Nu'man ibn Bashir, as he spoke, he was showing the people the qamis of Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala an, and also the fingers of Hazrat Naila radiallahu ta'ala anha. Obviously there was a consensus. All of the Syrians decided that we will not pledge, we will not pledge at the hands of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an until the blood of Usman radiallahu ta'ala an has been avenged. So this was again the consensus between all of the Syrians. And also Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an felt that being someone closely related to Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala an, he was a scholar. Hazrat Amir Muawiyah is a scholar, a faqih of his time, a sahabi. Remember, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an had appointed him. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an was very careful in selecting the governors. And for someone to be selected by Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, you have to be extremely muttaqi, a man of great knowledge. And so all of Syria was given to Hazrat Amir Muawiyah, a very powerful, charismatic individual. Just like Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala and Hazrat Khalid bin Walid, he would hold that clout. He had this personality that wherever he went, all of the mujahideen, the Muslim army would listen to him. He would control the entire Muslim army in the Khilafat. So he was a very powerful man. And so for him to decline and reject, that I will not do bay'ah at the hands of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, and the Syrians will not do bay'ah at the hands of Ali radiallahu ta'ala, but only after the rebels have been executed, those who have murdered Hazrat Osman radiallahu ta'ala. And we need to understand that this was the view of Hazrat Amir Muawiyah, and it was legitimate. He was correct in his view. This was his view. He is a Sahabi. And it's not just his view. We understand that this was perhaps the view of many of the companions. Hazrat Zubair radiallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Talha radiallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, and also Hazrat Habiba radiallahu ta'ala anha. So he felt, being a scholar of the Quran, he said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that وَمَنْ قُتِلَ مَزْلُومًا فَقَدْ جَعَلْنَا لِوَلِيِّهِ سُلْطَانًا, that any man who has been murdered wrongfully, then Allah has given authority to the family members to implement the laws of qisas, the laws of qisas, retaliatory laws that are mentioned in the Quran. And so he felt that he had a very strong justification of his actions. And he was not ambitious of acquiring that position to be a Khalifa. For it was quite clear to Hazrat Amir Muawiyah, nobody was more senior than Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. We need to make that clear. Hazrat Ali was someone who was extremely beloved to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. A very powerful individual, a very brave soldier, someone who was close to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, from the Ahle Bayt, from the Ashre Mubashara. And so there was no one during the Khilafat of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an that was more senior than Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. So Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an knew, and he accepted the fact that Khilafat should only be given to Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. The issue was, again going back on the same subject, you had people who did not like how Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an was treated, being a Khalifa of the Muslimin, and finally how he became Shaheed. So people became very emotional. A lot of the people were related to him. And so the tribe of Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an was a very powerful tribe. So same tribe as Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an. And so he felt, being someone close to Hazrat Uthman, it was the duty of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an to make sure that all the rebels are caught and also put on trial in the Islamic courts in Madinatul Munawwara, with the Khalifa being present there. That is the system in Islam. So that is what Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an wanted, and he made it clear that we will not do bay'ah. The people of Syria have not accepted the Khilafat of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, but only when the rebels have been executed, which is the law of the Quran, the laws of Qisas. And we need to understand that all of them were companions, as in Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an, and also Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, a very senior Sahabi of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. I have in front here Mishkatul Masabi, just to give you an explanation. Difference of opinion even in the method of fiqh, of how people would perform salah. And so you had a difference of opinion even amongst Sahaba-i Kiram ajma'een when they saw Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam performing salah in the different variant ways which Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam had shown to the ummah. And so someone came to Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala an, qila lahu hal laka fi amir al-mu'minin Muawiyah ma awtara illa bi wahidatin. And so some of the people were quite shocked, and they came to Hazrat Ibn Abbas, that is the son of Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala. Ibn Abbas himself is a scholar. And so they said to him that, isn't it strange that Amirul Mu'mineen, Hazrat Muawiyah, is doing or praying his salah, Salatul Witr, with only one rak'at. He prays his witr with a single unit, with a single rak'at. And Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala an, what did he say? Qala asabu innahu faqihun. He said, look, you mind your own business. Don't question Hazrat Amir Muawiyah. What he is doing is right. Innahu faqihun. Because he is a faqih. These are the words of Hazrat Ibn Abbas. That he is a faqih, you have no right to question Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala. And in another narration, Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala said, da'hu, leave Hazrat Amir Muawiyah whatever he does, fa'innahu kad sahiban nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Don't you know that he has accompanied Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam? And so a man full of virtue, just like Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, also this man Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an had a great standing in the ranks of Sahaba-i Kiram ajma'een. So Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an did not do bay'ah at the hands of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. Now Hazrat Ali had taken another view, and he felt that it was important that every single individual in the Islamic Khilafat who is a believer should pledge their allegiance at the hands of the Amir. Just like how it was done during the Khilafat of Hazrat Abu Bakr, during the Khilafat of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, and during the Khilafat of Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala. So Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala did not accept this from Hazrat Amir Muawiyah. It can't be that 90% of the Ummah has accepted Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, and then you have 10% who disagree. And they don't disagree because they wanted Khilafat. They disagree because they felt that we have a genuine cause. We have a platform to stand on. Verses of the Quran, the sayings of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and therefore it is the duty of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala and to listen to us. And they were companions of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala did not agree to this. And he said no. In the beginning what happens that everyone has to do bay'ah at the hands of the Amir, and only then decisions are taken. Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala was of the opinion that even before Khilafat, precedence should be given to the laws of Qisas. Brothers, do you understand the difference of opinion? Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala was of the opinion that in the Islamic Khilafat system, every man should do bay'ah to the hands of the Amir immediately. And Hazrat Amir Muawiyah was of the opinion that even above this attitude, this line that Hazrat Ali has taken, that everybody should do bay'ah, he felt that because Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala's Khilafat was before Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, so we need to resolve the matter that concerns Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala. And so we have to understand and balance everything correctly. We are not like the Shia sect that only take the line and the virtue of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala and al-iyazu billah ridicule the status of Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala. Now in the interim what had happened is that Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala had written letters to Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala whilst he was in Syria. Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala did not respond to the many letters that were written by Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. Eventually what had happened, Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala himself wrote a letter, and he had sent an individual, an envoy, a person, his messenger, to go and meet with Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala in Madinatul Munawwara. So he came with a letter to Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. Now the rebels were also there. This was the difficulty in Madinatul Munawwara, that Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala was elected as a Khalifa, but also in Madinatul Munawwara you had the rebels that came from Kufa and also from Egypt, which the Syrians did not like. And these were the same rebels that Aliyazu Billah had planned and had murdered Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala. So when this emissary had come and he stood in front of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala said to him that, "What message have you got for me from Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala?" And he said, "Amirul Mu'minin, I come to you from a group of people who only want the Hud punishment to be carried out. The Hud punishment to be carried out, as in the laws of Qisas. And that is all we want. That is all the Syrians, that is the only thing in the mind of every Syrian, every Shami individual that is there. And our leader is Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala. We refuse to do bay'ah until this is fulfilled." And then he said, "We have 60,000 strong men that have gathered in the Jamia Masjid of Dimashq, weeping in front of the qamis of Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala. Each of them has taken an oath for vengeance, badla, retaliation. And so you have no choice. It has already been decided by the Syrians and Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala. Either you listen to us, or we will come ourselves and we will fight with the rebels that are in Madina Munawwara." Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala was listening to him, and Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala said, "Ya Allah, you are my witness, and I declare to you and I confess that I have nothing to do with the blood of Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an. That he had no connection. In fact, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an had summoned his own son, Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala an, to be the private bodyguard of Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala. That is why even when the rebels had attacked Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an, one of the companions that was close to Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an was Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala an. So Hazrat Hassan, Hazrat Ali and Hazrat Uthman were all people who loved each other. There was a lot of connection between them. Now what had happened is that when the rebels heard what this individual had to say, as he was returning back towards Hazrat Amir Muawiyah to Syria, they went after him with the intention, aliyazu billah, to murder him. These were the same rebels who murdered Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala. Now they wanted to kill the messenger of Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala. And he says that he was lucky to escape, and he escaped with great difficulty. And when he came back to Syria, he explained everything, what is happening in Madinatul Munawwara. Obviously what had happened is that Hazrat Amir Muawiyah was extremely angry. And look at the attitude of the rebels, that they are in Madinatul Munawwara and they still want to kill a messenger that is sent by Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala. Now this was done behind the back of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, because Hazrat Ali had no knowledge of that. Now it was clear, my respected brothers, that Hazrat Ali had taken one position, Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala had taken one position. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala was given Khilafat when he became the Khalifa. From the period of the Khilafat to the first battle, which is Jange Jamal, the battle of the camel, it is approximately 5 months and 21 days. It is 5 months and 21 days. So when Hazrat Ali became the Khalifa, and the first fight that broke out between Hazrat Ali, Hazrat Zubair, Hazrat Talha is 5 months and 21 days. Again, this was instigated by the Sabai sect. And then from the first battle of Jange Jamal until the main battle, which is going to be against Hazrat Amir Muawiyah and the army of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, this is known as the Battle of Siffin. Now this Battle of Siffin, from Jange Jamal to the Battle of Siffin, is 6 months. So much turmoil within 1 year of the Khilafat of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala was a brave soldier. Being a Khalifa, obviously he had taken the line of his previous Khulafa and successors, that everyone has to do bay'ah first at the hands of the Amir for the unity to stand. And so he felt that he needed to deal with the Syrians first. And perhaps if he goes with an army to Syria, then maybe Hazrat Amir Muawiyah and the Syrians might decide that we should do bay'ah and perhaps come to an agreement. So this was the decision of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. So he mobilized a powerful army of 50,000 mujahideen. How many? Approximately 50,000. So from Madinatul Munawwara, 50,000 mujahideen come out, and the Amir is Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. Now in Syria, Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala is mobilizing another powerful army, which is approximately 60,000 mujahideen. So you have 50,000 on one side and you had 60,000 with the Syrians that were there. Now Hazrat Amir Muawiyah was a very serious man. Very serious man. And he understood that this was a serious matter. So he looked into this matter, that how the rebels entered into Madinatul Munawwara to come to Medina and to murder Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an. Information was given to him that the Sabai sect had a stronghold in Egypt. Their stronghold was in Egypt. Remember, this man whose name is Sabah had taken refuge in Egypt. And so you had the Egyptians that were looking after him. And he was a munafiq, this man. And so Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala very quickly sent a group of Mujahideen to go towards Egypt and to ambush and to trap these individuals, a group of people who were the master planners to the invasion of Madinatul Munawwara, and to attack Madinatul Munawwara and also capture those individuals who had given Mashwara, Aliyazu Billah, to murder Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala. And so immediately you had this group that entered Egypt, and subhanallah, they managed to secure the intentions of Hazrat Amir Muawiyah, and they imprisoned all these individuals, even the leaders in Egypt who were the master planners and those who gave mashwira that if Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an is not to give up his position, then we have no choice but to kill him, aliyazu billah. And they issued a fatwa, killing him will mean that Allah will give you reward, aliyazu billah. Killing him will mean that Allah will give you reward. So Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an caught all of these Egyptians, and they were taken as prisoners. And he started off by taking revenge and the laws of Qisas, and he beheaded and executed every single one of them. Inshallah ta'ala, I'll stop here because the Battle of Siffin needs to be covered thoroughly. This is just background information which leads to this battle, the Battle of Siffin. We need to understand that all of the companions are people who Allah has given certificate of Jannah. Certificate of Jannah. These were sincere individuals. And every single opinion of a Sahabi, there is khair in there. This was the opinion of a Sahabi, and every Sahabi has got his own understanding, because he had, that individual had accompanied Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the intentions was never to go against one another. Hazrat Amir Muawiyah did not want Khilafat, and Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an did not want to fight, but perhaps by doing something the way Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an had planned, he felt that maybe if an army was to march towards Syria, then things would be quite different. When they see an ocean of people, 50,000 people, maybe Hazrat Amir Muawiyah and the Syrians would give in and would want to do bay'ah at the hands of Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala. Allah give us all the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa maulana Muhammadin nabiyil ummi wa ala alihi wa sallim taslima. Allahumma taqabbal minna wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Sami'na wa ata'na ghufranaka rabbana wa ilayka al-masir bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.